Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Remember That Joy is a Way of Life by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Be joyful always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Whack! The crack echoed from one ear to the other as my head smacked up against the wall. It hurt. So bad. Stopped dead in my tracks, I reached up and felt my forehead, expecting a split and a drip of blood, and I was so relieved to find neither. With frozen veggies applied to the place of impact, I went back to survey how I missed a literal wall. I walked into it full force. Ever since my family moved, I continually make wrong turns in the new house, because the daily paths I walked at the old house had become so automatic. Every time I get to the top of the staircase, I turn to the right. But turning to the right no longer leads me to my room. It's a left-hand turn now. I wish I could say my collision with the wall that day was the only casualty in my adjustment to all the directional changes in my daily path. The Bible commands us, be joyful always. But let's face it, we're not joyful when we run smack into a wall at full speed. No amount of frozen veggies applied to the place of impact makes us feel better about running into a literal wall. Thankfully, the kind of joy Paul wrote of in this verse, and the Bible commands us to take hold of, isn't a fleeting feeling. There's no proverbial wall we can run into in this life that will snatch away the joy we have in the Lord. This joy is what helps us stagger over to the freezer and grab the bag and endure the pain until it subsides. The real walls we smack into or scale in life require a joy bigger and stronger than the fleeting feeling of happiness or the relief of laughter as we roll through our favorite sitcom on Netflix. No, joy in the Lord is our strength. As Nehemiah wrote, joy is the substance and root of our strength to endure this life on earth. It's going to be hard, and it is going to be unfair. But it isn't without joy. That's because our joy is rooted in the Lord. As we pray today, Let's seek the Lord for a fresh perspective on the walls in our lives. Let's pray. Father, some days are just harder than others. Some days are rolling along just fine until we run smack into a wall we didn't even see. But God, nothing surprises you. You see us, and you know our hearts. When the days are hard and when they get flipped upside down, help us to remember the joy we have in Jesus. Father, we praise you for joy. Thank you for designing us to crave more of you, Lord, because it's there we find our hope. Our hope is in you. And you love us, Lord. You have good plans for our lives and are able to work all things for your good, even when we run smack into walls. Father, you are the only one who can uphold the promise of always, but today we vow to try. Develop in us a deep desire for your joy. Fill us until we're overflowing, Father, with hope, peace, and joy. God, we want to experience life to the full. We know Jesus died so that we could. But there is a very real enemy who intends to steal our joy. Father, don't ever let us forget that our joy is permanently sealed into the core of who we are in Christ. It cannot be stolen. Joy remains, and joy strengthens us when we're weak and weary. Joy helps us stagger to the freezer for a bag of frozen veggies after we run smack into a wall. Father, thank you for all the ways you heal us and lead us out of bad days and hard seasons. It's so hard for us to see you clearly when we're in acute pain, God. Bless us with a clear vision of who you are and whose we are. Embolden us to walk freely in joy, day by day, as we get closer to the number of our days, and to coming home to you in heaven. Father, we trust in you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.